Thank you very much for reading. Hello guys, my name is Sophie and I lead the Year 7 girls here at Junior High. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
And we've been looking at the idea of being defined, okay? And how God has defined such a big amount of topics, right? He's defined what our bodies should do. He's defined how we should live in our friendships. And today, we are going to look at how God defines singleness. And before I start, I thought it would be fun to do a fun quiz about single things. So, this is what's going to happen. A question's going to come up on the board, and if you think you know the answer, feel free to put up your hands. But obviously, if you don't, then don't put up your hands. Okay, let's see the first question. What percentage of adults in the US are single? What do you think? Hamish. Oh my goodness, you're actually correct. How did you look at that statistic? That's almost like half of the US population. Very interesting. Okay, the next question. What suburb in Sydney has the most amount of single people according to Nine News? Now I say Nine News because I don't know how accurate it is, but Nine News says it. What do you think, Hugh? Say that one more time.
No.
Sean. You guys need a screen. Can you say that one more time? Oh, Steve. Yes, Steve! Huntley's Point. I don't know anything about Huntley's Point. But apparently like 38% of the males there are single, so. Ladies, if you're looking for someone, you better go to Hunter's Point. I'm joking. Yeah, that's a joke. Now, the next question I'm about to ask is a little bit more serious. I don't want you raising hands. I just want you guys to really just like think in your heart, what do you think is the answer for you? You can turn to the next one. If I'm single, or no one likes me, it says something negative about my worth as a person. True or false? Heavy question. and you know what? I understand that there's probably a lot of you that aren't really thinking about relationships. Honestly, like when I was in year 7, I didn't really think about boys. I kind of just loved my singleness. Loved going to boys' school or girls' school. It was great. but you know what, guys? As you get older, and as people start having crushes on your friends, and as people start getting in relationships, you may have this thought. And especially if you're 20 years old like me, and the majority of your friends have either been in a relationship or are in a relationship currently. And it seems just sometimes that you're the only one left. And sometimes you just have to wonder why. And I'll tell you right now, this thought is incredibly destructive. But you know what, guys? We don't let the world influence our beliefs. We don't let our friends influence our beliefs. We don't let our family members even influence our beliefs. We let God influence our beliefs. Because God is the creator and he is our definer, the person who literally defines us. And it's so crucial that we listen to what his word says. And, you know, not what our changing culture says. So what does God say about singleness? Well, there's one thing I want you guys to remember. God says something pretty big. He says three words, if I was to summarize it. Singleness is good. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to tell you two big reasons why Paul says singleness is good. And then we're going to do some really specific applications for you guys now, which I think will be awesome. Okay, let's start with verse 25 of the passage. Now, Paul is directly talking to virgins. And for those who don't know, a virgin is someone who's not had sex. And in those days, you only have sex with people that you were married to. So he's talking to single people, okay? just to clarify, it says the word virgin a lot and it can be confusing. Now, as we go down the passage, we go to like verse 27, right? You know, we see Paul say some interesting things. He says, you know what, guys? If you have a fiancé, go marry them. Go. And I think this is a clear indication to us that marriage is not a bad thing. And I don't want you hearing me ever say that. Marriage is great. Slay marriage. Awesome. But he says that if you don't have a fiancé right now, well, don't look for one. Now, this is quite an interesting thing to say in our culture, considering everyone seems on the manhunt for a husband or wife. I wonder why. And you know what we see in verse 28? We see Paul say, those who marry will face troubles in this life, and I want to spare you from this. Wow. I mean, what a verse. Like, in the face of all the reality TV shows about finding a lifelong partner, all the honeymoon periods that maybe some of your high school friends are going through, out of all the, you know, 23-year-old Christians that you may know who are getting married right now, in the face of all the chemistry that you're saying you're experiencing with someone at junior high, in the face of all these things that just perpetuate this narrative, right, that, you know, relationships are everything, that relationships are like the reason we live, that relationships are basically our literal life, right, God says something incredibly countercultural. And next in the slide will be looking up on the internet some of the like most common things and difficulties in marriages and relationships. And here's some of the things. Lack of commitment, cheating, conflict, immaturity, financial problems, and sadly enough, abuse. Pretty heavy. Junior high, understand that if you ever think a relationship or a marriage is going to like fulfill you, it will not. I tell you now, relationships and marriages take commitment, they take effort, they take loving them when you don't feel like loving them. And if you're trying to find all your satisfaction in obtaining a relationship, you are wasting your singleness right now. Don't waste your singleness trying to desperately be in a relationship that actually takes work, that actually takes effort, that frankly at your age may end very quickly. Okay, my next point. So, Paul's first point, okay? Marriage is hard. Being in relationships is hard. And sometimes society doesn't say that, but it's true. But our next point is that singleness allows for all your focus to be on Jesus. And Paul says something pretty big in the verses 32 to 34. This is what he says. He says, a single man is concerned about the Lord's affairs. He wants to know how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the matters of this world. He wants to know how he can please his wife. His concerns pull him in two directions. So, this is what Paul's saying, right? He's saying, when you're single, you have the fantastic and, like, unique opportunity to not be concerned with your partner's affairs and not think about how to please your partner and not think about how your partner is doing all the time. You actually have the chance to have your eyes completely fixed on Jesus and have your focus just, like, completely on him. Because, guys, ultimately, Jesus will never fade, but marriages and relationships, they will. Question, are you using your singleness right now, if you're single, to glorify God? Because ultimately, guys, Jesus, how you live for Jesus is the thing that impacts your eternity and not your relationship status. Okay, so Paul has said some two fantastic points here, okay? So, and I think sometimes it can be hard to like actually apply this specifically in our life. So as someone who has been single for 20 years, I really had a big think of my life and I was like, I have some tips that honestly If I was your age, I really wish I heard. Okay, let's see this wonderful slide. Here are some of my amazing friends. I love my friends. They are great. They're legendary. But you know what, guys? Sometimes, just sometimes, friends can talk a little bit too much about relationships and boyfriends or girlfriends and who's dating who and all this stuff. And you know what? I can say honestly that at times it has been unhelpful for me because it leads me to compare, it makes me insecure, and it makes me not inherently use my singleness to glorify God but wallow in my pity. My challenge for you, if you guys want to write down a challenge, is at least with your Christian friends, you know, try to talk about Jesus Christ more with your Christian friends than any sort of relationship. That's my first tip. Another thing I've learned, social media sucks, okay? This is just like a random reel I saw in my story, literally last night. And it was like, God's timing is always perfect. And I'm like, sometimes God's timing means you don't end up in a relationship. But you know, these TikToks make you think, you know, there's one out there for you. But guaranteed, guys, there's one out there for you. So I think the problem with social media is that it presents to you unrealistic expectations of what romantic relationships are going to look like, right? I mean, firstly, the quote here, I'm kind of like, you know, we shouldn't be talking about this narrative of when you're going to get married, but we should be talking in language like if we're going to get married, if it's God's will, because God never promises you are going to be married, and there are probably people in this room who will be single, and that is fine, and that is good. I think something else about this one, it's like, it's showing an image of intimacy and affection, when, like I was saying before, guys, I would say that a relationship and a marriage is more like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's amazing, sometimes you're going through hard trenches together. It isn't always butterflies and roses. Okay, my third point. Know that God can use you fantastically for the kingdom when you are single. Now, these are pictures of me in Tanzania doing mission. I'm actually next year doing mission for 2 months. And I'm really excited about that, and I think God has called me to do that. Trust me when I say that if I was in a really serious relationship right now, this would become incredibly, incredibly difficult. Very difficult, because I'm a complete other person I have to worry about. And I understand, right, that a lot of you here, you know, can't just go off to Zimbabwe and preach the gospel. But there are definitely things you guys can do, okay? And I've definitely written some of them down here. Like, invest more in your non-Christian friends, okay? So that you can build deep relationships with them, and then so you have greater opportunities to evangelize to them. I think that's such a good time to be using your singleness. Even invest in, like, more Christian friends. That's just so good. You guys can grow in your love for Jesus together. Get a mentor. Guys, mentors are great, okay? They're very wise, and they've done more of life than you, and you can learn so much from them. And I'm sure that if you wanted to read the Bible with even any of the leaders here, like even me, like, I would be so happy to, because that just sounds so exciting. Join Juno High Band. Like, if you have musical talent and you have free time because you're not spending it with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you might as well join Junior High Band. And guys, yeah, okay, it's like you have so many opportunities to just, you know, do more around youth group time. So even like plan more in advance for your takeover. And you know what, guys, even for summer camp, if you want to help run an activity, you guys should just ask us. We'll be happy to get you guys involved. Some other awesome ones. As a single individual in high school, I did so many camps, and I feel like it just screwed me so much in my faith. So much. So if you guys have the means to, you guys should definitely get on that as well. So they're just some very practical tips of how you can use your singleness for God's glory, because that is how we should be using our singleness. Now, my last point. This is the one point that I wish I had when I was your age. Maybe a bit older than your age. But I think it is that often we try to find things wrong with ourselves if we are single. And I tell you right now that the only legitimate reason why you are single is because God is completely sovereign, and that is his plan for you right now, this moment. It is not because your personality is bad. It is not because you are unattractive. People have many diverse personalities and many diverse appearances, and they get married. It is all because of God's plan. Romans 8:28, it says, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. As someone, myself, who is falling into the trap of thinking that the reason I'm single is because there is something wrong with the way I look or my personality, it is absolutely crucial that you just steer away from such horrible lies. Because it's just not true. And I guess an application from that should be that you should find friends in your life that affirm you as someone whose personality and looks are beautifully and wonderfully made. I have a wonderful friend called Anna. Recognize Anna. We love Anna. Anna does uni with me, and this is so random, but like last week we were all hanging out and then we just started having a big conversation about singleness, and it was totally out of the blue, nothing to do with my talk. And this is something she said after our message, she said after our conversation to all of us. And I think that you guys just really need to find friends that will just affirm you for who you are, regardless if you're single or in a relationship. And I'm just going to read a bit of what she said at the end of the message. It says, I know it can be discouraging and frustrating. Trust me, I feel it too. Feeling like you are missing out or overthinking the narrative that there is something wrong with me or that I am missing out on something. Therefore, second guessing your worth or personality, but I can wholeheartedly back you all and say that you all are of such value and quality. Junior high, find friends that affirm you because you are beautifully and wonderfully made, and don't say that you are the problem if you are single. You're seen quite literally because it's God's sovereign plan at his kind point in time. So, singleness is good, guys. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, I just pray for every single person in this room. I just pray that if there's anyone here that is struggling with their singleness or comparing themselves to others, Lord, I just pray that you may be with them right now, that you may help them to know that they are beautiful and wonderful in your sight, and that their value and their worth only comes in you, Lord, and doesn't come in anything else, because you are the one who defines us, and you are beautiful and you are so good. Pray this in our sons.